You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Friday to you. Happy our last Friday in the month of June. I'm sorry. I love June. Everybody loves June. Hasn't this been a crappy June?
Absolutely. I was thinking that on the way in this morning because I hit a little rain, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Todd was gone last week. He goes, man, am I glad it's Friday. I'm like, dude, this is your first week back.
Is it?
We're on like a speed cycle of how quickly you get worn out during the course of a week. We're on fast forward. You know, when you fast forward through a movie.
But next week's going to be short week.
Yeah.
4 days.
You know what's fun? And this would be like an old lazy guy thing.
Okay. All right. Tell us, John.
So the three of us can understand this?
Right, yeah. When you find a new cable channel type thing, and there's like old TV shows and stuff on you hadn't seen on other channels. Like I just got Prime because I wanted to watch some basketball games. Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark basketball games. So you know what the show I watched from start to finish now? Better Call Saul. Yeah. Just yeah, it's a takeoff from Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah, Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I have never seen that, but that's one I'd like to sit and watch sometime when
you got it. But
like I said, I couldn't sleep last night till so I think it was 3:21 this morning.
Oh, what?
I told you I got so much going on in my head that I'm trying to sort out with different things, and
I got up at 1:10.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna go back to bed after the show, huh?
Were you up ever since?
Yeah,
yeah.
But I had to get some stuff done. I had to get some other stuff done. And some of the stuff had to be done by the end of the month and some real estate stuff. So I got done. Anyway,
Vicky,
I didn't sleep.
Our favorite listener, one of our favorites, says, let's go.
Yes.
Vinny says, good morning, fellas.
All right.
Who else we got there? Morning, guys.
See, people are
Jason.
So nice.
Hello, Jason. Hi, Jason. Well, we're going to give you our money's worth. I guarantee you that. We're going to give you our money's worth. Bye. So I go to...
We're volunteers.
I go to festival yesterday just to get a salad. I just wanted a salad. And...
It's a good start.
Yeah.
Like salad bar or a prepackaged or what?
They don't really have a salad bar anymore,
yeah,
right?
They do.
Or you can make your own?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought since COVID that's all been shut down.
No.
But they don't sell the chili and stuff anymore, do they?
They have soup. I don't know.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I should have done that. Because salad in the plastic thing isn't cheap.
I was going to say, when you said salad, I'm thinking this is going to be expensive.
However, that salad bar, you know, it's done by weight. So
right.
I guess that cottage cheese is not cheap either.
So it's just, I could buy the salad. And then there is a big thing of tuna salad with the noodles, you know, the big seashells.
Yeah.
So you should make.
I think
make.
I'll buy one of those. And then there's the coleslaw, and it's like, ooh, that looks good too. So I thought I'm gonna be so good. I'm having a salad. I ate all three of them for lunch, one after another.
Yeah, then how much did you spend? John, it's a jar of mayonnaise.
It was over 20 bucks. Yeah, it was like 26 bucks or something. Yeah, I know. But you see, I'm so good. I'm so healthy.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna spend
three of them.
I bought three of them. But the funny thing is, I thought, well, I'm good almost through the weekend. By 9 o'clock last night. Three empty containers sitting next to my couch.
That's my problem. If I've got food in the house,
I gotta
and
eat
it's something
it.
I gotta eat it.
Same with me.
Last night,
it's not a disease,
it's from growing up, and you had to eat everything on your plate.
Good point.
And you didn't waste anything. So if it's sitting in the fridge,
the only leftovers I ever remember in my life was meatloaf, because we loved day old meatloaf sandwiches. Yeah. Everybody wanted those for their lunch.
I was grilling last night, and it all of a sudden, I didn't know it was going to rain. It poured.
Oh, my God. Lightning and thunder and crazy.
But it didn't start. It just came
at
once. I was like,
I was watching TV or whatever, and I got up and looked out my door. It's like, is that?
That was
crazy.
I had to grab a plate for my umbrella to put over my head. Didn't really work.
But it was so bad. Can I just say something?
What?
I don't mean this personal.
What?
Well, the size of your head, that had to be a big plate.
Jeez.
Is that like the one you put the ham on?
And it's begun, right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, she said I grabbed a platter. I grabbed a platter.
Donna, where's the Easter platter?
Yeah. Turkey.
Just throwing that out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I couldn't believe how much it rained. It was, I mean, pouring.
Oh, like, man.
Didn't last all that long, but long enough that I had to take the food out. Yeah. Anyway.
Boy, you know what's so dangerous that people don't... although I will say, remember last week, Jim, I walked down to like Quick Trip here, you know, across Walnut just to get a little whatever. And I was walking there and it was really hot and humid and all these nice boats were on the water right down the thing. By the time I got done at Quick Trip and was walking back, something had it just changed like nothing. And you want to see people hurrying to get off the water. But then there was a thing in, was it Texas, Todd, or Illinois? 10 kids in a lake all got electric. They didn't all die. But two of them are still really hospitalized. But just by, and you forget about that sometimes, even though your parents always told you if it's lightning, get out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, they were just like by the water and it like skipped and hit them or something.
That, but that's the only time they do golf, they Packer games, they or football games, they clean it out. Lightning is unbelievably dangerous.
It really is.
You don't, marathons, you know. Lightning, they're like, you know, they delay it. That's, we haven't figured that out.
Well, high school football.
Same thing.
They got those meters, how far away it is. Do they have that in Georgia too, Todd, when you do games?
Yeah.
They take that real serious.
Oh, they should.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. You know, when I go to hell, or not hell, purgatory.
Purgatory, though, but if you go to purgatory,
and now back to more Catholic information.
Catholic guilt. Some people don't. Okay, if there is a purgatory, and I can't believe you need people on earth praying for you to get one way or the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. No.
So, I'm leaving that to you.
Or, John, I think we all know where you're going.
God, it's gotten hot.
Anyway, so yeah. Okay, and I think there's a. I don't know you all that well, but I think there's a chance that you could end up.
I did something bad.
Me too.
So remember you do live shots in TV or radio, and that was always a big concern too, because we put those big antennas.
Yeah. Oh man, I got stories.
Oh, that's what I mean. I mean, people have died in the business. Wow. There's a whole thing about that. I mean, it's like putting up a lightning rod and an electrical cord that you're holding coming from it. I mean, really
crazy.
Dangerous.
That
I know. Wow. But so anyway, so I've got a live shot set up at the Timber Rattlers game with Jose Canseco's brother, Ozzy Canseco. And I had my photographer, wonderful, one of the nicest guys who passed away so young, Jerry Van Handel. And Jerry was setting up. I was in Green Bay because in case that went down, I would be in the studio because of the weather, okay? So Jerry calls and goes, hey, it's looking really nasty. And he's one of those huge guy, but really, hey, John, it's looking kind of nasty. Really dark, and the sky's a little concerned. Is everything okay? So I go to Chen. I go, hey, John, just tell me. I got a live shot. I really need this live shot. Yeah. Nothing else, blah, blah. He goes, ooh, there's some stuff moving in. What time are you on? I go about 20 after. He goes, a few minutes later, I would break it down. Call Jerry. John said you're fine.
Listen, anything for the broadcast.
Oh, because you know what? You want to know a panicky feeling that I still get dreams of that I had this week? You got to go do your show and you got nothing prepared. And it's like, go and do a test or doing whatever. I still have those nightmares.
Yeah. You're only I think you're only a true broadcaster.
If you have those. Yeah. Isn't that something?
In my dreams, I have those. Okay. It's I go into a studio. It's a studio I've never really been in before. Yeah. I can't find the right CD. Yeah. I forgot my glasses, so I can't. Yeah. It's always at one radio station.
Really?
And it's right down the way here, WIXX.
In the BAY building or the other building?
Well, it's in the BAY building because that's where I worked.
Wow.
But every time I have that panic dream, it's there.
It's true. People don't realize that about that business, how you're flying without a safety net.
Yeah.
And you have however many people out there that want to be your critics or whatever. And but there's
not
more
just
pressure.
Even out there, even in the building.
Even in the building, you're right. Maybe more so in the building.
Yeah. But if you're dreaming that today, you know, you read those books on what a dream means. That means you're not prepared for something or there's something that you need to do.
Something, yeah.
But you know what I mean? There could be like, you know what I'm saying? There could be.
Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
But they say the same ones if it's for a test, if they didn't study good enough.
Well, I get that dream. And sure enough, I've got something I'm behind on at work or something I got to do. Or, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
That is a scary dream, though.
And it's
that
so
is a scary, scary
vivid.
Dream.
Because you don't. So
I know. And it's like, wait a minute, we're having a test today.
And you could like, you could give you every could, detail.
Your
heart. Catch
oh my God! I
every
can see the test
detail.
Looking around, it's like not gonna, everybody knows except me.
So yeah. I was back. So in that dream, I'm going. I'm on the set. And I think it's Jay Johnson. I mean, it was so vivid. Turns to me, what's in sports? And I make up the whole thing. I make up the whole
thing.
But you know what? I could probably do that in
you
a
could.
Certain way.
You could.
But it's still that thing of not being prepared, not having that thing.
Just
who else has those? Let us know out there. Text us if anybody else, what you do for a living
yeah.
and
right.
if you have those dreams.
Right. It's just the total unknown. It's not like, oh, that's right. There's a test. I'm not prepared. It's like. I had no idea there was
right.
going to be a test. So,
right.
yeah, that's a weird dream. I haven't had that in a while, thank God. I don't.
I had one just the other night.
Oh.
Wow. Let's see what else we got going. First day of Blue Ox Bluegrass Festival in Eau Claire. In the books, thunderstorms, mud everywhere. Mm. Reminded me of Woodstock.
Yeah, sure did.
Well, that's where we're saying at the old Country Fest in Oshkosh, that parking lot used to get. Did you ever have to go down there, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
That parking lot was brutal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When they'd get rain. Terry says, nice Friday, let's go. Text us, let us know, people, what kind of dreams you have where it's like, really, I'm still dreaming about this stuff?
Yeah.
But it is a common thing.
Dreams, I don't know, I don't think we have dreams figured out yet.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
That whole subconscious. And, but you never, but everybody you see in your dream, you've seen.
Professor Schmitz.
But there's nobody in your dream that you've seen that you haven't seen in real life.
Yeah. Well.
No, that's true.
I've done with some sports people.
No, it's true. It's you, John. You don't. There. You don't. There's not a character in your dream that you haven't seen before.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's
really. I mean, that's been like proven, sort of.
Yes. I don't. I told you I went and saw that shrink because I was dreaming a lot, and it was right after. It's like 30 years ago, and Donna's like, "You got to go see somebody." So I went and saw Dr. Butler.
You still got his number?
He died.
No, that's too bad for you.
Outlived the doc.
Okay, let's see.
This is not going to end well. I have had dreams about
our people are so snarky.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling. Go ahead and read it, Jim.
Let's see. I've had dreams.
Bad dreams.
I had. That's what I said.
No, you didn't say.
You just said I had dreams. It's bad dreams.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have bad dreams that we hired Mino, and we find him sleeping in some of our home's beds, Michael.
There you go. And you're the guy that wants to hire him?
That's not one of those things. Oh, this is so crazy. Okay, Michael.
Could happen.
Today is Free Ticket Friday once again,
which is
awesome.
We'll talk more about that coming
great.
Up.
Great. We got a great lineup for you, folks. Fantastic lineup. Great guests. Mind on the Mirror, it is Friday.
If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, you know that.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
to you, Mano the Bear and Todd back in the pilot seat here at 97.9 FM WGBW. Jim, I'm going to be honest with you. And you won't be offended or whatever like that, because you've always been in, you know, where your job depended on your public appeal and people going to the things and, you know, okay? If there was like a vote, you know, if I remember what was the island thing, the old island with Richard, whatever his
vote
name was.
Vote you off the island?
Yeah. Survivor.
Survivor.
Survivor. Yeah. Yep.
Todd would be the last one standing if we had a vote amongst our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't, yeah.
It's, if it's like voting even, off people, you and I get voted off, Todd would be the one that they
even
would
with our wives voting.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Yeah, I know.
Not even a question.
My mom. Yeah. Yeah.
Every one of our people.
I'm loyal. I love you, Jimmy, guests. But yeah, I gotta go with Todd.
I can't vote I'd be off like, Todd. What?
Yeah, right.
No.
I you're with
There's him. Only one Todd. I've got 10 kids. Yeah. We're here on a Friday morning. This forecast, it's for the month of June, pretty much. 64, 68, 69, clouds and sunny, high in the mid-70s. That is supposed to get like crazy hot for a day, right?
But I don't think June was as bad as...
Really? It just seems gray and rainy all the time.
It was very cold. It was very cold earlier this month.
But man, we had some good days.
But it's June. You're supposed to have like all good days.
No, I know.
You should have like 15 to 20 good days. I think we maybe had 5.
Or 10, right? Yeah.
Because then it was so hot for a couple of days too that it's like...
Yeah. Too hot, you mean?
Yeah. Didn't you think that one day was it last Sunday?
That was hot.
Woo.
That was hot.
Because I'll tell you what, even downtown where I live up during the week upstairs there, you get that heat coming right off the pavement. And yes. You just feel it. Like comes up in waves.
That was the day I spent at Spectrum, right? Which was nice with air conditioning there getting. Did I tell you about that McDonald's? Did we talk about that? I was like shocked. I went to McDonald's to get an iced tea because I was hot, right? They don't have any people there.
Yeah, you did tell us
that. Oh, man.
That was an Oneida, right?
Yeah, I'm not used to that.
I didn't know that happened.
Customer service.
Welcome to the world, 2025.
You know what's funny,
though? I talked to somebody else about it. They're like, yeah. Like,
you know what's bizarre?
And I didn't have a credit card either.
When I was a kid, and I'd see these movies.
I'm back in the kitchen. I'm like, hey, I make credit cards.
I thought the coolest thing in the world back then was to go to one, what are those, was it called a luncheonette?
Yeah.
In like New York?
Yep.
Where you see all the, you, and get what, you know, get stuff that way. And then that went away, and it's almost like that's the way it's getting back to.
Oh, yeah.
Where you don't have the personal contact of somebody giving that to you.
Or back in the day, they'd have all of the vending machines. You could get sandwiches and coffee and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Salads.
Oh, I've always been a big
back
fan
in the
of that.
60s.
Remember, was it the Jetsons or Lost in Space? One of those where that's how they got all their food, too. And it was like that was space age. Then it went away. Now it's going back to that with fewer people. Is that because of the price or you just can't get the labor?
Labor is tough.
It's labor. You wait. You're going to look in that kitchen and there's going to be machines making the stuff, too.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
Because I think they have that.
And Jim will still be back there. Hey, where's my ketchup?
I need ketchup for my eggs.
Well, I.
Does not compute.
At least
ketchup. Can I get some damn ketchup for my eggs?
Hot sauce. At least they have.
Hey, Todd, if that wasn't a sign to walk away, walk away, walk away.
I wish you would have gotten that on video.
Maybe it is.
At least, yeah, that could have been. That lady was not very nice to me. But they should have always take both. Like a pick and save, right? You can put in 20s or you can give them a credit card. I don't like that when...
You know what? There was just a story yesterday, though. What did you see that?
I know.
One of the stores... Is it Walmart? Is really cutting back on that.
On what?
For some... The self-checkouts.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Well, they're doing it because they're getting ripped off pretty hard.
That's what I mean.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, people always find a way to...
I don't... You know, I think about that. I've never done it, but I don't think it'd be that hard.
I've thought about that. I haven't thought about doing it, but it's like sometimes you wonder, did I scan that? Am I going to get busted when you get to the door?
But there's no chips in the food. Maybe there's chips in the packaging, but there's
no.
Well, inventory. That's how they know, right? I mean, their inventories are way off. And
but
stuff
I'm saying
like
about
that.
Getting caught.
I mean, I'm not trying to encourage somebody to pay for their bananas.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think it would be that hard because if there's somebody watching you, right, that's labor. You know what I'm saying? Like you almost get a checkout person's going to be cheaper than a security guard. But what I'm saying is a lot of times they catch you like in stores because of the chip.
But like a Menards or something, it'll beep if it's going out.
Because they got chips, but there's no chips in vegetables.
In food, that's a good point.
We got a ton of texts here, but we got another one that said, oh my God, did he just say that being a Walmart cashier isn't hard? They're being challenged. So which one of you said that?
Not me.
Not me.
Okay.
No, that they're getting rid of them. I mean, they're bringing them back. They're getting rid of the self-checkouts.
Okay, somebody was just asking if one of you said.
Oh, no.
No.
Because we'll put you behind a register.
No, I don't want that.
I would not.
I don't want that.
I would not do that.
I do not want that.
No.
Let's go through a bunch of these here.
And that's then they complain about this. Hey, this, I can't find anyone on my phone. This tornado one interests me.
Okay.
Because that person has a repeating dream of being chased by a tornado. That is not an uncommon dream. That has to mean something.
This is Sheila. Like, since I was a kid, I've had dreams where I'm getting chased by tornadoes and lightning.
I wonder
Sheila.
If she's current with her taxes.
Oh, geez.
Oh, God. I have the same dream. I am current with my taxes.
Okay.
Tornadoes are a big thing for me, too.
I have a dream I have to sit with him for 3 hours.
I think that's a great new bit. People tell us their dreams. Jim gives us what they
like. Yeah. He analyzes them.
You're afraid of the IRS catching her.
Oh,
so. I'm kidding. It's Friday.
All right. I got this one. I wake up and think that I didn't deliver my newspapers and people still owe me for my route. And I was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Carrier of the Year in 1993. Brian. Wow. I was a teacher for 35 years. I have dreams of not finding my classroom and wandering the halls. Terry. Sheila again. Oh.
See, I could comment on all these. But
okay, Sheila. These are Sheila, listeners. You said something here that we would be thinking here. Oh, I'm also afraid of alien abductions. I must be a very nervous person. Gee, Sheila, you think? Rock and roll heaven, God rest Bobby Sherman. When I was like 13 in those formative years, every girl had Bobby Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
From the magazines, posted all. He was the hunk for them.
Like, he was that. Yeah. That,
then he was in the TV show, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know these
things.
That
was a play.
Back after this. Now you better look out when this show's done.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, boop. WISS, and we've got some more tickets to give away because it is Free Ticket Friday. Your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets for Sunday, June 29th against the Colorado Rockies. Here's how to win.
All right, so our keyword is park, P-A-R-K, park. All you got to do is download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, choose WISS or WGBW, and use a text button to send the keyword park to be entered into this statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is park. Text it before 9 o'clock this morning for your chance to win.
All day long, you got a chance to play. Next chance to play after 9 o'clock. We've got your keyword all morning long, but text that word right now. The keyword is park. Good luck on a Free Ticket Friday with Mino and the Mayor.
So we're talking a little bit about the different... Oh, wait. First of all, we got to talk about ice cream today. Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. Ice cream cake day.
The best.
That's the best thing you can bring into work for somebody's birthday or they're leaving.
I agree.
Is ice cream cake day.
Yeah, but it melts. That's a problem.
Not as fast as other stuff.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Whoever came up with ice cream cake, they got it right.
Like, I don't like cake, right? I don't like angel food cake. Come on, my mom.
You don't like strawberry sundaes?
Don't, no.
Oh,
well,
man.
That's, yeah, I could, I don't like cake. My mom never made birthday cake. Ice cream cake, though. That's the bomb. I like that.
Todd?
What, cake?
My favorite cookouts, every Sunday was a big meal for us. That's kind of a small town thing, I think, that Sunday dinner. You know, when you got a big family, that was when your brothers who were married would come over with their whatever, and my dad would always cook a big meal, huge meal. The greatest one in the world was just chicken on the grill, really, you know, well-seasoned, kind of whatever, and a strawberry... With real strawberries and whipped cream, whipped cream.
Frozen stuff.
That is like if I was on death row and I could have that meal. That's one thing I think about all the time.
Eat
what would
so
I
much.
Have?
You gotta put three, 4 meals on death row for you. You gotta quite the menu.
But that would be my thing.
And they're cutting back on that.
That barbecue chicken and a strawberry sundae with real strawberries that are picked from like a local farm.
Yeah.
You know, like the day before. There's such a difference in taste.
Oh, yeah.
With those.
You don't want frozen ones. Now's the time to pick strawberries, you know.
Is it already?
Well,
really?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Because we get that, stuff delivered. You
I
know?
Thought everything was really late so far this year.
No, strawberries are right now.
I don't have any on my plants, but maybe I'm just behind.
Yeah, you get strawberry plants?
A few.
So you eat fresh, you could take a strawberry off the vine.
You bet.
That is like candy, I think.
Yeah, it is. And they're good.
That is so good. But they're hard to grow, aren't they?
I didn't have a lot of problem. This is my first year that I had a couple of plants.
Okay. Remember, it's raspberry. There's
raspberries are tough because you got to get them going.
Yeah. For quite a while, before you get anything.
No, they had it. It was in the last week in the paper. It was a strawberry picking at, you know, a couple places. But, you know, you can remember that guy that we talked to? They give you that box every week?
Yeah.
Of what's current?
Yeah.
So, you know, we get that. And, yeah, there was a bunch of strawberries in there this week.
Oof. Okay. It's pineapple day. Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan of the pineapple.
Little work, though. You know, you got to cutting all that stuff off.
Not as much work. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound whatever.
Who's cutting my pineapple? Who's going to cut
that? You know what's a lot of work?
It's a lot. That's more work than it looks like.
You know what else is a lot of work?
Because you got to cut all those little things off, and you don't get it the first time.
Because I was actually thinking, when I was at festival yesterday, and it's like, oh, I wonder if I should buy a container of these things. But they were like $8.50, and it's cut up pieces of cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe, but that's a pain trying to cut cantaloupe and get the skin off.
It's a lot easier in pineapple.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, they need to, my mom was handicapped, okay, for almost all my life. So we were always trying to find her gadgets.
Like a potato peeler for pineapple.
Exactly. For fruit type things like that. You just stick it on almost like a nail, a spike. Then you just put the thing up.
So they've got them in the grocery business, right? You put it on the stand, you go boom, and it's completely cored, and it's...
Yeah, oh, they do? I mean,
that's what they do at grocery stores. But that thing stands, you know, like 4 feet tall.
Yeah, big industrial.
Yep.
Okay. But they need to make... Boy, that's where I could make some money designing something like that.
But...
Put my wasabi education to good use.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you agree? Sometimes I don't buy fruit just because it's such a pain to... prepare.
The best though is tangerines for me, man.
They're so easy.
I
could eat 10 tangerines.
Exactly.
We only got them on
those tangerines are awesome. And that is so easy, and I can take it all off with just one, the whole thing. It still looks like a tangerine. I could put it back in there and somebody would think there's a tangerine.
Did you get them outside? Because you know that one of the things that no longer.
Did you get what I just said? Because you realize how good I can peel that thing. Like, a lot of people can't do that. Okay. I do it. They're all one. You put it back in there. People are like, wow, look at all the tangerines on the shelf.
Okay, that's like my dad was always so proud.
I know.
Because he would peel an apple in one thing and it wouldn't break.
And it wouldn't break.
Yeah.
With his little pocket knife.
I
could do that too.
My dad had a pocket knife, a comb, fingernail clippers.
And the coin case.
Coin case. The little plastic rubbery coin case.
Yep.
And money in his wallet. I'm 100 years old. I've been working since 1947, it seems like, right? I don't have a dime in my wallet. I got a credit card. But he would open up his wallet, and there'd be a 20, there'd be a couple of 10s, there'd be a 5, and 3 ones. Yeah. And then you have a coin purse with whatever denomination you needed. They were well prepared. And a little notebook.
Oh, yeah. I'd say notebook, but
Today is also bingo day. I still say I'd be the best bingo caller anybody's ever heard.
Well, you must have called bingo a million times.
I have, but I should go back into that business.
Calling bingo at those nursing homes, and then sometimes it was pajama day, so I'd have to wear my pajamas and go and call bingo. Did you do that?
Say that again?
Sometimes they would play bingo, and it would be like pajama day, so you go and call bingo. Nope. Did you do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds a little weird.
Do anything for a vote. So, yes.
It's also sunglasses day. And food truck day. Fan of the food trucks.
Oh, man.
Big fan of the food trucks. Give your guy a plug.
Yep. Area 509 today starting at 5 o'clock. They've got Food Truck Friday, so they'll be out there, but there'll be other food trucks at the location, too, in Appleton.
Awesome.
And live music all at once. The mother-son duo that we had on a couple of weeks ago will be performing this evening.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun.
You are going to like them, people.
Terry just texted that in. That is an pineapple core and slicer tool that you can buy for $7 on Amazon. But looking at it, it almost looks like it wastes a lot of the pineapple if you look at
it. Yeah, it does, huh?
But it's $7.
I'm going to get one because pineapple is really good for you.
Do you have an Amazon account?
I do.
There you go, Jim.
You explained that one to me.
The duel.
Oh! We got this one. Khloe Kardashian, 41. Tobey Maguire, 50. Lori Morgan, 66. Did she perform in Green Bay?
I think she's been up here.
But I thought she had to cancel because her husband was really sick something.
Oh, yeah, he did pass away, right?
Oh, he did pass away. Her boyfriend, you know, used to be Troy Aikman.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Julia Duffy. I loved her. I loved that show.
Newhart?
Newhart show. Oh, yeah. The second one.
Oh, yeah.
The second one where they ran the lodge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's her name had the, and I was wore the tight sweaters.
Yeah.
Joanna?
Yeah. But that was a great show. Oh, man.
Pretty quick.
He doesn't mess around.
No.
He doesn't mess around.
Remember how that show ended?
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry. There's no better last show ever.
Never. Everybody tries hard. Seinfeld was terrible.
Oh, my gosh. It was bad.
MASH was terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And that one was just... Because he's so dry. He pulled that off. Nobody else could have pulled off that line like Bob Newhart.
Well, but also the original wife, Suzanne
Plachet.
She pulled that off too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No question about it. You should think about wearing more tight sweaters. That was so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. As we mentioned, Rockies at the Brewers tonight, 6:35 on WISS. Other texts we have, we're talking about what kind of dreams do you still have? And it's like, what? Brian says, I have a dream that I'm helping Terry find his classroom.
Two teachers. Yeah, that's good.
My recurring dream is being chased and I can't run fast enough, so I'm crawling on the ground, pulling the grass, trying to go faster.
So that is another interesting dream. This whole running thing, can you run in your dream?
No.
Right. So this guy pulling grass, he's scared and something's chasing him. I still think it's the
IRS. Why can't you run in your dream?
I still think it's the IRS.
It's so frustrating.
But,
You want to open up here and tell us about what you got
current,
going on?
No, I'm current. I'm just got friends. I'm talking about friends.
IRS, please check into Jim Schmidt.
No, something is. There's something there. But that running is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how about the dream? I'm surprised no one has done the falling. Like
Oh yeah.
That crashing in an airplane. Yeah. I really think that's how I'm going to go. It is so real, that feeling, and I don't know. Must be from. Carnies
you
or
feel
something.
Like you're dropping.
Because, I've done that on, rides, and I love rides, but that feeling is so real, and you wake up, it's like, I can't believe I'm awake, I'm alive. You know? It is so great to wake up, but I'm sure somebody hasn't texted that in that falling dream, because I think that's pretty common. I don't know what the cause of that was.
Yeah, another one, I have dreams that I'm on the first tee box of a really busy golf course and can't get my ball to stay on the tee, and everybody is shouting at me to hurry up. No matter what I do, the ball keeps falling off the tee. Dave, okay, I'm going to tell you one that's bizarre, and it's weird that we're even talking about this. I used to have a dream, in fact, I still do, that I show up for a game and I forgot my uniform. I open up my thing and I don't have my uniform, okay? So
I would, okay.
Okay, this is bizarre. This is going to be a weird thing here, all right? This is a true story. I'll prove it to you. I'll show you. I used to have that dream all the time. It happened to me one time, okay? I forgot my shoes. I didn't have my shoes for the game.
That happened in real life.
It happened in real life.
Okay.
I had to borrow a kid on the JV team's shoes, which were a different color than everybody else had. A guy's been posting, a great, great friend of mine. He was a photographer for the school and the yearbook. And he posts a whole bunch of old pictures. There's one picture in there of me. I'm wearing those other colored shoes.
Oh, my gosh. That one time.
The one time. And that's the one picture. How bizarre is that? And that's one of the big scary dreams I have is forgetting my uniform.
You know what? I think that has something to do with the IRS.
I don't think you ever filed your taxes with that dream. At least we filed them and they may not. I don't know that you were ready to play. You know what I mean?
His analyst, really?
I'm going to find some music, okay?
Yeah,
do a little bit of that morning. Yeah.
And now, next segment, Jim analyzes your dreams.
I got to think about that. I did go see a shrink, though, you guys. I did. This was 35 years ago, but I just want to say I did.
We just got this
one.
Maybe you can see the picture there. They're log rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And we just got a text in that said, Jim and John can be guest rollers at this event. It is coming up, the 17th annual Three Rivers Rolio Log Rolling Tournament, July 12th, Duck Creek Quarry Beach in the village of Howard.
How deep's the water?
It's not very deep.
Okay.
Look at that.
All right. I would do that.
You want me to look into this?
Wait a minute. When is it?
It is July 17th.
No, I can't.
I'm sorry. Saturday. It's actually July 12th.
I know. I just, still they told me to stay out of the sun because of my face.
Oh. Oh.
Seriously, they said like at least 60 days. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd do it.
Well, we could patch that up.
I'd be good.
We could patch that up.
Could you?
Like sure.
Some super glue something over it?
No, we could do the Phantom of the Opera thing.
I'm going with that. Look away, I'm hideous.
She gave me water. Yeah.
So we got Mark Hewson coming up, right? Yep. Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine. TJ Bowles and Jose Valentine.
No, it's Josie.
Josie.
Yeah.
TJ Bowles and Josie.
A female wrestler this morning. You
I
guys.
Like it. All my mom's sisters called her Josie. I like that. She was Josephine. Mm-hmm. HWE Wrestling, those people are great, man. Katie Compton, Mulva Center for the Arts, big things coming up. And the exclusive and Nate with Daddy D Productions, our live music series.
That's going to be good. I saw
this
some
is great.
Things about him. And
great, great lineup. This is great. It's Friday. You've been with us this long. Stay with us.
Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Let me tell you how.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. Got another texter. I ran a big paper machine, and when they would jam up, you'd shut it down. I have dreams of not being able to stop the machine. Chuck, analyze that one for us.
This is what I'm going to do. I think you can buy a dream analysis, like...
Like an AI type thing these days, probably, huh?
Right. I'm going to do that. I would guess on that, but I don't want to do that because I don't hurt his feelings. So, okay. This is, yeah.
Okay. All right. But you've got a beat on it. You think you know what?
Is that?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, dream analysis with Jim Schmidt.
I was going to make a joke. I'm not going to. Okay.
There, Jim. I ran a big paper machine. And when they would jam up, you'd shut it down. I have dreams of not being able to stop the bleeping machine. Chuck.
Chuck, did you jam the machine?
I don't know.
Are you not happy at work?
I don't know.
You caused the machine to jam. Are you seeking attention?
Maybe.
You want attention, and then you're going to unjam the machine and be the hero?
I didn't think of that.
Do you wet your pants?
Have you paid your IRS taxes? Did you guys even notice I played Taxman from the Beatles?
Yes,
come on, come
outstanding.
On.
Chuck, hope that one helped you out.
Chuck, this is my thing. So, all right.
You got another one here. I have this dream that I'm going into a local radio show with a couple of Nimrods who try to tell me, when I try to give them medical advice, they tell me I'm wrong and how I should do it. Mark Hewson.
Thank God.
I wonder what that means.
I got these two guys who try to give me health advice. Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk to, Amplify, Bellin. I mean, they got it going on so many levels. That new children's hospital on Ashland?
Yeah.
You seen that?
That's coming together.
Man.
Yeah, I just drove by that the other day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I go to Western, and I'm going again, Todd. I am.
Okay, when, I believe you, but okay. When did this start?
Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're talking about. But I'm going again. And
can I just ask
the reason?
This
the reason I know that the
with
reason
Mark here, I think we need to. This is a public service.
We lost.
Could get from
we
you.
Lost one of our better employees to Amplify, who was the nutritionalist who's been on our show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He went over to Amplify because he is going to work with the youth on nutrition. Which
oh,
I
love that.
Awesome.
Great
so
idea.
Do I.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And he was a great.
I'm
employee.
Just asking this of all your several endeavors to, let's say. Reduce yourself. Which
what?
Has been
Getting
the
better
most
shape?
Successful and least successful?
Oh, God, least, John, I've been trying to, okay, I don't know. I have to think about that. Least?
Probably
I mean,
working
I was in
out,
Weight
right?
Watchers. I was in every just those gummies, just you name it, man. I've been on all that stuff.
Well, I would have thought the gummies would have put on weight for you.
No, no, the diet.
Oh, the other gummies. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. The fasting where you do the hours thing.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't need that much sleep. Where you just eat protein, you know?
Yeah. Been on it.
Sure. Then the keto.
Yeah.
That keto actually worked for a while.
Keto will work.
It did.
Until you get off it.
If you cheat the littlest bit, it's like your body is just waiting to like explode again.
And once you get off it, it's hard to get back on it, I thought.
Chuck says, I may or may not have been sleeping next to the machine and not watching it very closely.
Okay, we're on to something. Why don't you come back? I don't know. Those are...
Atkins, you were thinking of before.
Atkins. One. And then he died, phone hit his head. He did. Remember that?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know if there's
correlation. Another new show. Something you didn't know. Die?
How did people die?
How did celebrities die?
That would be an interesting... Yeah. And they all do.
I agree.
Let's see. What other diet? There's just... Because I see that, and I'm like, hey, that makes sense to me. I've been on a lot of diets. And... Yeah. Anyway, the Ozempic.
Yeah.
What else? Anyway, so
physical trainer, personal trainer.
Oh my God,
that hasn't done anything for you, has it?
Or the has personal it? Trainer.
Yeah.
So a couple things. First of all, a diet. Any diet that works, you have to write down what you eat, and I'm not good at that. So. That's anything that hasn't worked. It's been my own fault.
But
I'm not
will
blaming
say,
any,
I believe
diet.
The question was.
Let's go back to the original question.
The original question, Mr. Politician.
Yeah.
Did working out, did your routine help you lose weight?
I lost the most weight working out when I trained for the marathon.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there's a specific.
But I put it back on when I stopped running.
Yeah.
But when my daughter and I, she ran the marathon, I will say I only ran the half.
Was that when you had the really short shirts on? I'd lose a bunch of weight before I wore those on public, too.
I got to see if I still have that in the system.
That was the Bellin.
I think that should be our whole Facebook page.
That was the Bellin. And I ran the Bellin, I don't know, 6 years in a row probably because I lived on Roosevelt, which ran right by my house. Could just walk to the park where it started. Running, I think you can lose weight running.
Oh, you can, no question. But you know what my problem was with running?
What?
It was like, okay, so
my
I would
knees
run.
Knees didn't hurt.
I used to run like 6 miles some days.
That's perfect.
Yep.
Five is,
yep.
Three is
where
like,
I lived in Lakeview,
three
it was
good.
A straight flat type thing.
Right.
But then I would think, well, I ran 6 miles. I can eat as much as I want.
But did you? See, like you can say that, but you're really going to eat 2 Big Macs after you run 6 miles?
I did. I'm serious.
I just wasn't.
But that, because I didn't realize how few calories you really burn up.
I know. I just wasn't.
The
when
number
I ran,
one thing.
I didn't
when,
eat
I did CrossFit,
junk.
When I did CrossFit,
that's too,
I just did. For like 2 months, I think it was.
That's serious.
I lost 11 pounds just from doing that.
That's serious.
So that one was whatever that does.
I think exercise does more than. Exercise, it puts your mind in a state. Yeah. Like
well,
I don't want that junk food.
It's good for your heart, right?
Your
core muscles, all that. I mean, it's good. I was wondering about the weight thing.
Yeah.
So
the running did the best for me, but
yeah, I agree.
And the shot.
And the gummies.
And the personal trainer. And amphetamines.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.